From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a huge cache of Islamic State files is recovered showing the group's recruiting practices. Counterterrorism experts in Germany and other countries are studying tens of thousands of data files allegedly stolen from the Islamic State. It's said to contain detailed personal information about terrorist recruits. Britain's Sky News said it acquired the information from a disillusioned Islamic State defector who told a reporter in Turkey he stole a memory stick from the head of Islamic State's internal security. The files are believed to hold information about more than 22,000 of the group's members, including recruits and sympathizers. Colonel Steve Warren is a spokesman for the coalition fighting the Islamic State.
Because these foreign fighters are coming from, you know, dozens and dozens of nations. So this would allow the law enforcement apparatus across the world to become much more heavily engaged and begin to help do what we can to stem this flow of foreign fighters.
Reports from Britain, Germany, and Syria say the files contain information about jihadists from 51 countries, including 23 questions that Islamic State recruits must answer before they can be accepted as members of the extremist organization. A group that monitors violence in Syria says an Islamic State militant, described as the group's military commander, was seriously injured but not killed in an airstrike last week. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Thursday that Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Omar the Chechen, was taken after the strike to the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa, Syria, for treatment. U.S. officials had said he was likely killed by the airstrike near the town of Al-Shadidi. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed fellow progressive leader Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House Thursday for the first such state visit in nearly two decades. On the South Lawn of the White House, Mr. Obama said he and the Canadian leader had discussed many subjects, including the environment and the fight against the Islamic State.
Canada is an extraordinarily valued member of the global coalition fighting ISIL, tripling its personnel to help train and advise forces in Iraq, stepping up its intelligence efforts in the region, and providing critical humanitarian support.
Prime Minister Trudeau said that implementation of the recent Paris Agreement limiting emission of so-called greenhouse gases is a top priority for both countries.
The President and I have announced today that we'll take ambitious action to reduce methane emissions nearly by half from the oil and gas sector, reduce use and emissions of hydrofluorocarbons, and implement aligned greenhouse gas emission standards for heavy-duty vehicles, amongst other plans, to fight climate change.
The 44-year-old Trudeau and his Liberal Party swept Canada's parliamentary election last October. They unseated Prime Minister Stephen Harper and his Conservative Party, who had been in power since 2006. Myanmar's National League for Democracy Party has decided not to put forward the name of its leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, for consideration as president or vice president. VOA correspondent Steve Herman has more from the Burmese capital.
It was a bittersweet day for NLD lawmakers as they could not add the name of Aung San Suu Kyi to the list from which Myanmar's next president will be chosen.
I'm very sad. She is the right president. But I hopefully become one day she will be president.
The NLD's prime candidate to become president is the Oxford-educated Tin Jaw, an unelected confidant of the party's leader. NLD lawmakers will be instructed to vote for him, so it is virtually certain he will be the next president, as well as labeled a puppet of Aung San Suu Kyi, who has stated she will be above the presidency.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the Parliament in Naypyidaw.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Thursday that decisive and bold action is required to end sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Speaking to the Security Council, Ban said such abuse of 69 allegations last year alone undermines the trust between the UN and the people it is sent to protect. The UN mission in the Central African Republic has been the subject of the most allegations, 22 last year and several more this year. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.